Thank you, Chair. Let me start first by thanking the three panelists for the interventions that they made today, which I think were very timely given the discourse that has been happening in the last couple of months, both on issues of police brutality, but on the basis of the fact that we have had a global uprising, if we were to call it, against what is or has been evident on issues of police brutality in the form of protests by many people from different backgrounds, different nationalities, different races. So it makes a lot of sense that this is a discussion that is at the center of our session right now. What I wanted to ask I think in particular the two panelists, probably Ms. Day and Ms. Nailed, was on the basis of the fact that at the core of what we have been seeing and experiencing, which led to an urgent debate that we had on the HRC session 43, which later resulted in a resolution on police brutality, was the fact that we were able to see each one of us individually on our mobile phones, on the internet, what was happening in one country, which easily spread everywhere else, because as they say, there's a lot of positive aspects of the internet, of platforms such as social media, Facebook, because what it does is that it enables one person to be able to transfer and transmit information to so many people and for a reaction to sort of happen quite repeatedly. So in that instance, it was a very positive thing. We also know that information awareness raising or information sharing is also much easier because of social media, because of the internet nowadays. But now when we look on the other end, I wanted to ask them, to what extent now, how do we find a balance between this positive aspect of this emerging way of communication, but while also trying to figure out the best way to make people safe or to safeguard people's right to access information while at the same time understanding what the flip side of this access has done. There's been many reports that has demonstrated to a large extent that, for example, far-right extremist groups have been able to double their membership because of the fact that they can easily access social media, they can access through internet, they have their own web links, they're able to reach a much larger group of people than they've ever been able to before. You can see it in the fact that they have their winning seats at parliamentary level, but they're also having more and more and more people joining them than ever before. We also know that when it comes to the police and the use of issues around racial profiling, there has been connection to what they use in as far as the current means of doing it, whether it's internet, whether it's specific aspects that are developed just so that you're able to profile different people by looking at their faces and sort of figuring out to what extent this person matches a certain incident that happened or a crime. So now when you have an instance where now the way in which the same platform that we're saying is positive has led to people to stand up and protest and to see and be able to access information on issues around racism and to make them stand up and want to do more, and by that virtue forcing us at state level to also take part in saying we're going to do better, we will change our laws and the discourse. But while on the other hand, you're noting that there's also this other aspect where the abuse of this very same system has led to, in some instances, an increase in hate speech, the fact that racial profiling has become even highly sophisticated than it was before because of all these elements. Now, how do we find a balance between the aspect of where the positivity comes in and now the flip side of it? Thank you.